Afternoon, welcome back. 5:38, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT, The Truth. It's Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times, and I'm joined now by Ashish Sen, Washington Times reporter on foreign policy and international developments. And he's on the phone right now. Ashish, how are you?
Hi, Andy. Very well. How are you?
Oh, doing great. Thank you. Today marks the one-year anniversary since the start of the revolution that ended Muammar Gaddafi's rule in Libya. Can we assume that all things are just happy in Libya right now?
Absolutely. On the contrary, people are very upset. People are very upset with the transitional government out there. You've got hundreds of militia groups that are running around independent of each other, and the government has no control over them. I think lots of people are very unhappy and lots of people are very pessimistic about the way things are headed in their country.
All right. Now, you mentioned these militia groups. Who has all the weapons, in particular those once held by Gaddafi? I mean, he had some pretty high-tech stuff.
He did, and that's what one of the big concerns is, especially about these shoulder-fired surface-to-air missiles. There's a lot of concern about that here in the U.S. They believe that Gaddafi had an arsenal of 20,000 such missiles, and now they don't know where they are. So these have fallen into the hands of these militia groups when they overran Gaddafi's strongholds, Gaddafi's barracks, things like that. So they don't know where these weapons are, and that's a huge concern, especially when you have militia groups that are under no central control in Libya.
What is the general feeling of those in Libya regarding the current government and where the country is going? This is not what they thought what was going to happen, right?
This isn't what they thought was going to happen, but you've got to realize, Andy, that democracy is not going to happen overnight. And so I think what's happened is that the transitional leaders haven't been able to manage expectations very well. There were huge expectations when Gaddafi fell about change in the country, about things changing rapidly, changing overnight. That hasn't happened, and that would never happen. But the government is also to blame for the way it's handled things. There's no transparency. That number one, number two, and number three things I hear from Libyans when I talk to them is that they are concerned about the fact that the government is secret about various things. That there's no openness on what should be pretty open issues.
In your story today, you say that only 29% of those polled say they would rather live in a democracy. That's pretty scary to Americans.
Yes, 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 actually. And I spoke to the authors of the survey as well, and they were pretty surprised by that. One of the authors told me that he believes that the reason for that is just because most Libyans are ignorant about democracy, ignorant about how this works, just because they've never tasted it in their lives. They've had 42 years of a dictator, and so for a lot of the young Libyans, an election is something that they have absolutely no knowledge of.
Yeah.
So it's going to take a while to change that mindset.
All right, and also, Islam is not exactly compatible with democracy, and evidently there's a large presence, right?
Yes. I mean, the hardline Islamists are the ones who are opposed to it, but as you see in other countries, like what's happened in Tunisia, you have Islamists who won the elections, and they have a government up and running. So, I mean, there is hope out there, but things have to be managed very carefully, and a lot of the onus is on those transitional leaders right now.
Yeah. One of the things you mentioned is that evidently there's been some type of government payoff to people trying to, I guess, what, buy confidence?
No, that's just the way that people were upset about the fact that what happened is that the government is has promised checks of $1,600 per family to celebrate the anniversary of the revolution, and a lot of people saw in that similarities to what Gaddafi used to do when he was in power, and that was he used to hand out money to his supporters to buy their loyalties. And so people who are already upset with the transitional government then look at these checks in the mail and say, hey, this is very familiar and we don't like it.
Uh-huh. So Gaddafi is dead, but his policies aren't.
They see that. They do see that,
yeah.
Yes.
All right. Is the general belief, though, that all of this will shake out, will work out somewhere down the road, or is it the feeling that it will go back to, like, you know, the days when Gaddafi was in power?
Well, people are very optimistic about their country. I mean, about things. They do not like Gaddafi. They don't long for the time that he was in power, but they say that things were perhaps running a bit better than they are now, but they're optimistic, and they say that they the onus is on them, and the onus is on the international community to put pressure and keep their government's feet to the fire to make sure that things stay on track.
Yeah. Very interesting. Here we are a year later, and still kind of a rocky road, but I guess it takes more time than sometimes we're willing to give. So we'll watch it. I know you will, and I'm sure we'll have more reports on this. Ashish, thanks for joining me this afternoon. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Andy. Good talking to you.
All right. You too. Take care. Ashish Sen, Washington Times reporter on foreign policy and international developments.